Casey DeSantis, classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity with kindergartners is wrong. By Hannah Blow on March 28, 2022. Florida's First Lady Casey DeSantis thanked her husband, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., for signing the Parental Rights in Education Act on Monday, which prevents classroom-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. As a mom of three little ones, thank you, Dad, for empowering parents like me and protecting Florida's children like ours, she said. Classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity with kindergartners is wrong, especially without a parent's knowledge nor consent, the state's first lady added. Today, I signed HB 1557, the Parental Rights in Education Act, into law, the governor announced on Monday alongside a video of him signing the legislation into law. The bill ensures that parents of young children can send their kids to kindergarten without gender ideology being injected into classroom instruction and that parents will be notified about and have the right to decline healthcare services offered at schools for their kids, he added. For weeks, members of the radical left have lied and mischaracterized the landmark legislation, deeming it the Don't Say Gay Bill even though it bans no words or phrases and does not single out any specific orientation, as their false catchphrase suggests. It does not even contain the word gay. Here's what I can tell you. In the state of Florida, we are not going to allow them to inject transgenderism into kindergarten, DeSantis said during a press conference this month, doubling down after continued lies from the left. First graders shouldn't have woke gender ideology imposed in their curriculums, and that is what we're standing for, he continued, making it clear we're standing for the kids and we're standing for the parents. Yet, Democrats have continued to tout the lie, attempting to deceive the public by deeming the bill homophobic while pushing to allow age-inappropriate discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity on children as young as five.